Okay. Des Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
Many of us have holiday parties. Either maybe they've already happened or they're right around the corner. I know ours is in January. We always have our holiday party after the actual holiday, which is fine. Who cares?
Well, I think a lot of people do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it can be less busy. I mean, this time of year can get so busy. Plus, I bet the venue's cheaper, the food's cheaper, so I don't care. I did come across some tips for surviving the holiday party. And one of the first ones, this particular article recommends not skipping it unless you absolutely have to. They think it's a good time to bond with coworkers outside of, outside of the workplace.
Sure.
They also say...
But didn't it say that you should be there for 30 minutes and then you could leave?
Right. Come for at least 30 minutes.
Yeah, no one's going to notice that.
Right. Then don't go.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, Werns, it wasn't...
If it's a dinner, you know, I suppose if it's cocktail hour.
Yeah.
Then people probably won't notice.
Yeah, and I was talking to somebody I know who had their work party already last week.
Yep.
And they work for such a large place that it was just during the day. And mm-hmm. It was like 1 to 5, and it was, big conference area or whatever.
Yeah.
And people just came and went. So I suppose in that situation,
make an appearance.
You could do that.
Do a little socializing.
But if it's a dinner, kind of hard to show up for a half hour and then take off.
Right. Sit down, eat, and just disappear.
Without a good reason.
I like that idea, though.
Yeah.
Of course, they also recommend not going on an empty stomach. Now, this is assuming there's alcohol involved, but as we talked about last week, many companies, especially in recent times and things that have been happening in our culture, have decided to opt out of alcohol.
I like to drink, but I would be more inclined to go if there were no booze.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I
do think trouble starts when the booze and the coworkers are together.
Mm-hmm. It certainly can.
Yeah.
It certainly can. And speaking of that, they say, this article says, don't avoid work topics, but don't focus on it. You know, it is the one thing everybody has in common, but it's, supposed to be a time to talk about other things.
That sounds awkward.
It does.
It is awkward.
All right, we're done talking about work now.
Well, have you ever really, sometimes you try to have a conversation with coworkers and you realize this is all we have in common. This is all we have in common. I don't know what else to talk to you about.
Then I don't talk to them.
Okay. don't dance romantically with a coworker unless your boss already knows you're together. This is not the time
The booze and the coworkers not mingling.
Why is there dancing at the party anyway?
Because Colleen's planning it.
I know. Sit in your seat.
Also, I like these
don't
last
get
two.
Get up, get a drink, and sit back down.
This article recommends not being the last one to leave.
Agreed.
But also, don't go to a third venue. They say, going to a bar after the party is common, but if you are going to the bar after the bar, that's a mistake. You're definitely intoxicated at that point, and things can only go downhill from there.
The fun's over, kids.
That's right.
Everyone go
Party's
home.
Party's over.
The dancing has stopped.
280-1025, though, have you learned any other lessons you'd like to share with the rest of us as far as the holiday work party?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do or see someone else do that maybe you thought, that's a don't?
Yeah.
That's a don't.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put that on the don't list. 280-1025. Now, Becca, this was your husband's work party?
Yes. Okay. And there was another woman there who had my same name. And she got a little intoxicated. When she fell down on the dance floor, she exposed herself.
The
next year, I went to the party and people said, oh my God, that was you. And he's like, no, not me.
Oh.
Yes. So the don't here is don't go to the party if you share a name with someone else, especially if they're going to get stupid drunk.
Exactly.
It's a good lesson.
Yes,
that's a good lesson. Uh-huh.
They probably still talk about you, Becca.
Probably do.
You have a great day. Thanks for the call. Teresa, your rule?
So I plan a lot of them so that I don't get drunk because I'm always to the people that are there, like, slow down on your cussing. Like, I don't need to hear the F word a lot. So I'll be like, hey, this is a party. And they're like, what? And I'm like, chill it a little bit.
Oh boy.
I try to be like, hey, drunk people, let's calm it down a little bit. And they get a little crazy.
I would break that rule within 5 seconds of arriving. Because I would walk in and see everybody there and be like, oh.
Conversation is fine, but we're talking like yelling at the bar, FND. I mean, they get a little crazy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And how do the people take it when you tell them to quit swearing?
Oh, they
told
me to F off.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Thanks, Teresa.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.